Girls State Tournament Basketball Class 3A Championship coming up between Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon and Sioux Center. Ryan Thompson now, a chat with Pokey coach Robert Mask. Congratulations, first of all, on being here once again, Robert, three straight times playing in one of the five final games of the season is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, it's a special feeling. The girls felt great last night, woke up feeling great. Just, you know, all around, it's you take a second and you appreciate the magnitude of being able to play in three championship games, and, you know, your love for your athletes and the way that they go out and compete and put themselves in position to win games is just phenomenal.
We're chatting here on Friday morning as, of course, you're coming off a semifinal victory 80-59 last night over Center Point Urbana. The tempo was, I'm sure, at the pace you wanted it, and a 15-2 stretch you had during the second quarter pretty much put the game away.
You know, the pace was good. I thought that Center Point would come out and also try to establish their own pace, because they're a team that likes to put some pressure out and try a few different things. And I really did think that they tried to push to our tempo, and we were able to take that to another notch and just, I thought, wear them down a little bit. You know, I can't say enough about how good our half-court defense was last night and our ability to slow them down offensively, make them have tough shots. You know, that really led to us being able to get out and go and feed us, because when we make good quality defensive stops, it just seems like everybody's got a little bit of extra hop in their step. Just feel really proud about it, because we're not a big team. We're just a team that works hard, knows the principles of where we want to be with our half-court man, and just, you know, have a passion about doing well with it. And the girls really, really, you know, go out there and they battle. And Center Point was a big team. You know, Woldridge in the middle, she's got a lot of strength, she's got a lot of size, and we were able to control her. Grace did a great job with her, and it just kind of, once Ellie got rolling offensively, you know, other kids hit some good shots early on, which really spread the floor. And then when Ellie got loose, you know, Ellie did a great job of just staying in the moment and hitting big shots.
And Ellie did get rolling offensively just when we thought there weren't many records left for her to break. She set a few in Thursday night's game, including the state tournament single game record with 48 points. Were you aware that she was closing in on that as she got closer?
I had no idea she was at 30 until I looked up at halftime and saw that she was at 30. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't count points like that. It's just, she hits so many great shots, and she does a great job of just continuing to look for what's there. And, you know, she got into that rhythm, and she was able to knock down a few early that really got her going, and she had a big second quarter. You know, and then in the third and fourth, you know, I didn't really notice it until right before she was coming out, I looked up and she had 46, and she was going back to the free throw line for two more. And, you know, just the magnitude of that, just, you know, she's a phenomenal player, and I'm extremely happy for her. And, you know, it was a great time to be able to break loose like that and help us get a win.
And you were telling me, diving right into the preparation for tonight, pretty much right after the game on Thursday.
The thing that I love about the state tournament is you play and then you have a day off and then you play again. So as a coaching staff, you have to be on your toes, ready to go. You know, our philosophy is you never look at somebody until you're there. So it didn't matter who was on the other side of the bracket, didn't matter who was in the second round game. The first thing you do is you take care of business on Tuesday. And once you do that, then it's all geared up over the next 24 hours to get your team ready for your Thursday night game. And so after we won Thursday, now it's just been, okay, go back to the motel, start breaking apart film, have a shoot around on Friday, go over some preparations, break more film down on Friday afternoon, look for tendencies, And then you go into Saturday's shoot around, you get some good reps in, you go over specifically what your game plan is, and then you trust what you've done to get to this point, and you go out and play. You play hard, and you're satisfied with the outcome.
It's going to be quite the showdown here today, 1 versus 2 for all the marbles in Class 3A. Let's take a timeout, Coach, and we'll talk Sioux Center next. More with Coach Mask on Mix 101.7. Mix 101.7 KAYL, continuing the countdown to the girls 3A state championship game between Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon and Sioux Center, visiting with Indians coach Robert Mask. Sioux Center comes in undefeated on the season. They like to get up and down the floor just like you do. What are your thoughts looking over this team, and what impresses you most about them on both sides of the ball, and where could they cause you the most problems here today?
You know, I guess when I look at Sioux Center, I just see such a nice group of athletes that have really bought into a system. And, you know, they play their press well, they play their traps well. They're an opportunistic team in the sense that everything they're doing, they're trying to bait and get ready for maybe jumping a pass or getting a steal and being able to get into what they want, which is a high-tempo game. They like to attack the hoop. You know, they're very, very good three-point shooters, but, you know, when you look at their numbers, I think more than anything, they want to get to the rim, and they do so by creating havoc and turnovers. So I think the first order of business is just taking care of the basketball. When you're taking care of the basketball and you're getting quality shots, you're going to put more pressure on their offense to come down, set up an offense, and then find a quality shot themselves. I think Sioux Center's over the year done a great job of being able to get easy shots, and I think they're more than capable of finding good shots in their offense. But for us, you know, you can't give them the easy baskets. You got to take care of your side of the ball, and then you got to go back and you got to really make them work to earn anything.
They want to shoot 70 shots a game, you too, so there could be some high flying out there today.
You know, yeah, both teams love to establish that tempo, and definitely we're no different in the mind frame of loving to get shots up. But, you know, defensively we're going to come in really disciplined, and you know, I like our matchups against them. They're very, very athletic. They're lengthy. But, you know, we've seen a lot of teams down here with a lot of length and a lot of size. And we just got to go out and do our game. If we go out and play our game, you know, I like our chances against anybody. And you know, this is no different. This is, in my mind, this is two phenomenal teams that have worked their butts off all year. I think both teams are much improved from last year, and I think the championship game is just going to be a great game.
Now, you were a little bit annoyed about the number of offensive rebounds you gave up in the semifinals, and with that in mind, Sioux Center against Cherokee was plus 21 on the boards, and they had double the offensive rebounds that the Braves did.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I hate giving up offensive rebounds. When you're doing that, you're probably not getting great contact on your girl. You know, Sioux Center, again, crashes the boards hard. It all starts with touring for them. I like our matchup there. I think Grace is going to be able to do a great job of keeping her off the boards and really staying at her. But, you know, the thing about that shocked me last night was the 20 offensive boards, and then I also realized that we had 12 of them ourselves. So it kind of ended up washing out a little bit, but you know, you hate to see that because you want to be one and done. If you've done your job defensively and you've created a missed shot, you want that opportunity to grab it and then push tempo. And when the other team's able to grab a few offensive boards, it gives them some easy points and it gets you out of rhythm a little bit.
Robert, these seniors, of course, are trying to stay focused on the task at hand here today, but in the back of their minds, they know that this is the last game of what's been a brilliant four-year stretch for them. So with that in mind, too, what do you anticipate your message being to the team before this big game?
That's, you know, the great thing about this group is there doesn't have to be – a brilliant message that's pushed across. It just has to be, you go out there and you do what you've done for 4 years. You love your teammates, you play for your teammates, and you go out there and you win as a team. And when we go out and do that, we're very tough to beat. As far as this being the last game with this group, this is the way that they would want it to be. They're in a championship game with a chance to win a state championship. You know, they know, and there'll be some tears afterward, but they've done everything they can this season to get to this point, and, you know, they're darn proud of it, and they're ready to go out there one last time and give it everything they got.
Well said, Coach. Appreciate the time, as always, and all the best here in the championship game.
Hey, thank you.
PAC-LM Coach Robert Mask, let's take a break. Tip-off approaching from Wells Fargo, Pokey and Sioux Center. 3A title on the line on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.